It's always exciting to see new technology become available for van life and camping and outdoors and all that stuff. So much of the stuff we use has been around forever. You know, my Coleman stove, which was a new old stock find on Craigslist in Seattle for $70, was made in, I think, 1974. Love that thing. Anyway, no reason for a new stove in that case, unless something comes out that doesn't use any energy or gas. Probably never happen. Anyway, one of the things that came out in the last two years, the IceCo iCooler. I've been watching this thing, first of all, on Kickstarter, because I saw somebody's YouTube video about it. And IceCo has been around for a long time. They're a Chinese company that makes high quality, I think, by the Amazon reviews and by my friends' experiences, high quality fridge freezers and other related portable refrigeration items. And they came out with this thing called the iCooler that is really, really great. They call it 3-in-1 because it's a roto-molded fridge freezer, and it's a fridge and a freezer, so they call it a 3-in-1. But the thing is, it's such a brilliant idea to combine the roto molded cooler. Now, if you're not familiar with these, they're the $400 coolers that you see in Joe's Sporting Goods or Big Five or wherever, the super expensive. They're often, I think Igloo makes them, and there's a couple of different brands. I need to get familiar with them. It's just not something I've ever bought, so it's something I have to kind of bone up on. But the thing is, they're incredibly efficient. A friend of mine, for example, who does bike packing, he will load one of these roto-molded coolers with food and drive to a location in the woods and bury the thing. And then it's there for him when he shows up a week later and his food is still cold. That's how efficient they are. So, or he'll hide it in the bushes, you know, and then mark it with his GPS. And then when he gets back there, they'll have food for a few days. Anyway, they're just wonderful devices. And this company, IceCo, they had the idea to make a fridge freezer that's, you know, all the gear is inside of a roto molded cooler. And so the thing is, you know, the Dometic and all the other great brands of fridge freezers, they're already super efficient, right? They've been using high quality insulation for many years, but IceCo had the idea of taking it to the next level. And so now you've got a fridge freezer that turns on for a few seconds every hour. It uses almost no power. So a friend of mine owns one. I don't have one yet. I was waiting to kind of watch reviews and stuff, but I'm going to order one very soon. And the reason I'm ordering it soon is because we're coming into the spring and these things are going to fly off the shelf. They're probably going to not be available on Amazon, or the shipping will be slow. So if you need a fridge freezer, now's the time. Pop over to vansage.com, search fridge freezer. You'll find our article, and that's our number one top pick right now for fridge freezers, just because the thing's so brilliant. Now, the one con of it is that it's a bit bigger, you know, a couple inches bigger on each side and taller, because it's a roto-molded cooler, which means it has a lot of insulation in it. It has very dense insulation. I'm popping in for a few seconds to let you know that you can get all 7 daily episodes of the Campervan podcast for the coming week in advance, plus the Van Sage newsletter delivered to your inbox every Sunday evening. There's a link in your podcast app right below this episode. Pause this show for a few seconds to click that link, or head to vansage.com, where you'll find a sign-up form so you can get the free podcast premium feed and the weekly newsletter loaded with excellent, valuable van life articles, pictures, links to resources, and more. But that's a small con, because it also makes it way tougher than most fridge freezers and way more efficient. So yeah, and right now they've sold a bunch of them on Amazon. The ratings are well over 4 stars, like 4.5 stars. And when you go down and look at the 1-star reviews, it's people who just don't understand or don't have the same needs for it as we do as campervan people. So it's a very insightful concept, and I highly recommend it. A friend of mine has one, so I've gotten to put my hands on it and kind of see it in action. You know, the electronics of the thing and the programmability and all that stuff. It's all the wonderful high-end stuff that you get with the much more expensive fridge freezers, by the way. It's all built into this thing. It goes at around $550. Some of the fridge freezers are $1,000, and I think this one is nicer than some of those really expensive ones. So because I'm planning a van that will have a built-in fridge, I don't really care. I'm going to get one of these because it'll make for such a great extra to throw in a pickup truck or a Jeep, or just to have extra refrigeration on board and use very little power. You know, the roto-molded aspect of it makes it as efficient in very hot climates as a normal fridge freezer would be in, you know, a temperate or moderate climate. So yeah, so that's that. IceCo iCooler, head to vansage.com/campervan fridge freezer to see our listing of that item. And if you have any questions or comments for me, leave them in that article in the comments, or shoot me an email at podcast@vansage.com. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road. I got the blues about Miss So-and-so, and the dog got the blues about me. And I'm leaving this morning with my heart full, I've been crying.